Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. US Secret Service agents have bundled Donald Trump off stage at an election rally after a series of gunshots were heard. Security teams rushed to protect the former president at the event in Pennsylvania. He raised a fist to his supporters before being taken away in a car. Blood was seen on his ear. A spokesman for his campaign team said Mr. Trump was undergoing checks at a medical facility. This eyewitness told the BBC what he saw before the shooting.
We noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling, up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof. He had a rifle. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof, we can see him from right here. I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
Our senior North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, is at the stadium where the shooting took place.
Obviously, we're going to have to wait for the coming days to verify a lot of the details of what happened. And we've heard from some people who saw lots of things inside there. There's a consensus, I think, of the people we've spoken to about where the shooting came from. And that is something that's going to be the focus of a lot of people's questions and a lot of investigations. We're hearing from the Trump campaign that the former president is fine, in their words. There were reports, of course, that there was some blood on his ear, that he put his hand up to his ear when shooting started before they put him on the ground. So we'll undoubtedly have to wait for some detail about whether he was struck at all or what happened. But we're also going to wait, of course, to see if anyone in the crowd was injured.
The White House said President Biden had received an initial briefing on the incident. He said he was grateful to hear Mr. Trump was safe. The BBC's Noumya Iqbal has been following political reactions to the attack on Mr. Trump.
People are horrified by what's happened. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who's the Democratic leader, he said, "My thoughts and prayers are with the former President Donald Trump. I'm thankful for the decisive law enforcement response. America's a democracy. Political violence of any kind is never acceptable." Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, also a Democrat, says, "I'm horrified by what happened. And relieved that former President Trump is safe." Republicans have also obviously been coming out and saying their thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Trump.
In other news, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there's no proof yet that Israeli airstrikes on Saturday were successful in killing two of the top military leaders of Hamas. According to the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza, more than 90 people were killed as a result of the attacks. They hit a densely populated area that Israel had designated as a humanitarian zone. World news from the BBC. Syria has told neighbouring Turkey that normalising relations between the two countries depends on Ankara withdrawing troops from its territory. The statement comes days after the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said he's considering inviting his Syrian counterpart, Bashar al-Assad, to Ankara to discuss restoring ties. Officials in two Ukrainian regions, Kharkiv in the northeast and Kherson in the south, say Russian firing and airstrikes killed 5 civilians. Ukraine's interior minister said the Kharkiv missile strike on the village of Bodia was carried out after emergency services had arrived at the scene of an earlier attack. An emergency rescue official and a police officer were killed and more than 20 people injured. The leading Islamist party in Tunisia, Ennahda, says its secretary general has been detained by police. It's not immediately clear why Ajmi Larimi was taken into custody. David Bamford reports.
Ajmi Larimi is the latest senior figure in Ennahda to be arrested in Tunisia. The leader of the movement, Rashid Ghannouchi, has been in prison for a year after the hardline president, Kais Saied, stepped up his suppression of opponents. Dozens of journalists, lawyers and politicians have been rounded up since Mr. Saied suspended parliament in 2021. Earlier this month, he called an election to take place in October. And in the last 2 weeks, a number of rival presidential candidates have been either imprisoned or charged with fraud or money laundering.
US media say the celebrity fitness instructor Richard Simmons, known for his flamboyant style and relentless enthusiasm, has died. He was 76. Multiple reports say police in Los Angeles were called by Mr. Simmons' housekeeper, who'd found him unresponsive, but police have not formally confirmed his death. Mr. Richard Simmons rose to fame in the 1980s. BBC News.